Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Today's Adventure in Creation is how we get electricity and utilities for our community. Isaiah 44:16. He warms himself and says, "I am warm. I feel the fire." Throughout history, people have needed power for living. Fire was very important for heat and light. Propane and other gas lines bring these products into homes and businesses to keep them warm. Solar power is now becoming an amazing way to use the sun for the power to heat, light, and electricity and air condition. Homes, businesses, and churches also are used. As you drive down a road in Avery County, do you see poles along the roadside that have lines strung along them? Those lines have electrical hot charges going through them that go into lines into homes and businesses for turning on lights, machines, heat, air conditioning, and helps our homes keep warm or cool as needed. Lights, energy for cooking, heating water, and using devices. The gas utilities are also used for heat, including to run appliances like gas stoves and heat for our homes. Many homes use wood stoves and fireplaces with wood for heating their homes. This requires chopping wood, stacking it, and drying it for use that way. But our county and our country and most places in the world have electricity, heat from wood, gas, and or solar power for use in our everyday lives. When the power goes out, backup is needed to help stay warm and cook food or heat water. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of gas, wood, electricity, and solar power, all used to help our daily lives. Power lines, gas trucks, and solar panels all help keep our community comfortable. Thank you, Jesus, for all these things that you have given us to help us live our daily lives. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.